for the first time ever, the 2020 Newbery Medal, considered the most prestigious U.S. Children's Book Award, was given to a graphic novel. The winner was New Kid, a graphic novel written and illustrated by Jerry Craft.
Graphic novels and comics have soared in popularity, capturing readers beyond the comic nerd stereotype. But some adults still hesitate to let children pick them up, considering them fun, not quality reading like chapter books or novels.
So are they just as good as regular books? What can parents do to overcome those feelings? We've got a librarian on the line now to help us answer those questions.
And we also want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you had this discussion with your child? Does your child like to read graphic novels? Do you like to read graphic novels? And what are some of your favorites? Or if you have any recommendations, let us know. Call 800-642-1234 or comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Nicole Ozanich is the Assistant Director and Youth Services Librarian for the Portage County Public Library. Nicole, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we keep using the phrase graphic novel. Can we use comic and graphic novel interchangeably, more or less?
Yes, I think so. It depends on who you talk to. I look at comics as being sort of the umbrella term, and then graphic novels is a newer concept. And that is basically comics that tell an entire novel-length story.
Now, from your perspective as a librarian, if a kid's reading a graphic novel or comic, whatever we want to call it, are we just happy that they're reading, period?
Yes, we are, especially if they are happy reading them.
So why do we have sometimes the attitude like, no, this isn't the real stuff that we want kids reading? Comics are, you know, not, they're suboptimal reading material.
Yeah, so I'm sure parents have a lot of reasons for that. But I think to some extent, people believe that it's cheating because there's pictures to help interpret the story. We also tend to run into the same thing at the library when it comes with audiobooks and nonfiction or information books. People just seem to think that novels or chapter books that are text only are the only way to go.
Now, I know sometimes librarians have even heard that very conversation, no, pick a real book, not a graphic novel, not a comic book. Is that something you've encountered in your own library?
Very much, yes. Definitely from parents, even still from teachers sometimes. And so, you know, we just try to show them all of the options and try to, you know, encourage them to open up reading to all types of formats. You know, reading has changed these days. And now with technology and video games, email, social media, all that sort of stuff, you know, there really is a value of symbols and pictures in reading and using those to interpret the story.
Yeah, I know I learned a lot of my numbers and letters from baseball cards and then from comic books and Charlie Brown and things like that. Is there something just about, you know, looking at printed symbols on pages and stringing them together that we're learning, even if it's not a complicated novel?
Oh, for sure. There is research these days that shows that reading books that have a combination of images and text are just as cognitively challenging as text-only reading. And in fact, there's a term, it's called visual literacy. And so that is the reading and interpreting of images.
And there have been some, I guess people call them hybrid series, like Captain Underpants, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dork Diaries, other things where you've got, you know, a lot of print, but still quite a few images, not, you know, panels like a comic book. How do those fit into the picture for you?
Right. I mean, they're just gateways to kids finding books that they love. That's how we look at it. Any kind of reading is good reading. I mean, motivation is such an encouragement when it comes to learning and reading comprehension. And for some readers, if graphic novels or comics or whatever you want to call them, if that's what they can read, and if that gives them a sense of accomplishment for completing an entire book, then that just improves their self-esteem as readers, and hopefully they'll continue that trend into adulthood.
Talking to Nicole Ozanich, Assistant Director and Youth Services Librarian for the Portage County Public Library. We're talking about comics and graphic novels, and she says, hey, parents, teachers, They're good reading for kids. Don't look down at them. So, Nicole, say a parent comes in with a younger kid who's in the earliest days of their reading, maybe not even quite reading yet. What kind of things might you point them toward for a comic book kind of format?
Oh, gosh. Well, there are some. There's a series of comic books or graphic novels called Toon Books. And so those are just very simple comics. You know, they still have panels. They have text on each page. There's also the Elephant and Piggy series by Willems. And those are kind of one of those comic hybrids, I would say. We also have sections of books that are meant for those beginning readers. So really what we like to do at the library is just the best case scenarios to talk to the kids themselves and see what they're interested in and kind of see what they've liked before, what their ability is. If the parents are there as well, we can point the parents in a direction and just give them some tools for finding the best books for their kids. Again, when it comes to their ability, sometimes kids want to read the same books over and over again, and it may be easy reading for them, but they're still learning. And at other times, it's good to challenge the kids with their reading. So really having that variety is key.
Let's bring on a caller now. Mark is with us in Fort Atkinson. Mark, hi.
Hello. I'm an industrial arts teacher, and I'm interested in teaching children. I think graphic arts is fine. I also believe that children need to know how to use tables of contents, indexes, charts and diagrams. Schematics.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, you know, having that sort of visual, you know, combination of illustrations and words, that might be a good segue to teach us, I don't know, how to build that IKEA furniture in the future or follow other kinds of technical manuals that are also hybrids of text and images. What do you think, Nicole?
Oh, for sure. I mean, visuals sometimes better illustrate a concept than words alone. And that's why you find manuals, they contain images and written instruction. And even, you know, companies use logos to brand themselves. So visuals, I think, are, you know, they are a language across the board that everyone can read. They're not held back as much by language barriers.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Nicole, there's a lot of ground cover now in graphic novels. It's not just the superhero stuff, not that there's anything wrong with that. But can you talk about some of the more, I don't know, serious or issue-oriented graphic novels that have really swept the market in the last couple decades?
Yes, in fact, you're seeing a trend now where kids' comics are expanding comics in the mainstream market. And they are growing by an average of about 30% each year right now. And superhero graphic novels are actually in the decline a little bit. So just like you said, there's a lot of serious issues going on in graphic novels, just like any novels. You mentioned New Kid by Jerry Craft, mm-hmm. which is the first graphic novel to win the highly acclaimed Newbery Award. And that follows a young black boy who is now attending a school with mostly white students. And while they're mostly friendly to him, it really just shows the microaggressions that he is dealing with on a daily basis and just the trouble with trying to fit in, you know, being a student and being a middle schooler. You also have Mariko Tamaki, an author and illustrator. She writes books more for teens, and her newest one is Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me. And so that shows the struggles of teenage relationships and just finding yourself and knowing when you should cut off a bad relationship.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Nicole, what graphic novels or comics do you see getting a lot of circs at your library coming in and out the door for you?
Well, Dave Pilkey's Dog Man series is not slowing down anytime soon. And Raina Telgemeier is also a huge hit, which is great because there are a lot of female graphic novelists out there right now. And so girls are really getting into comics for the first time because they're actually marketed to them now. And so her Smile series has been huge as well.
Nicole, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Nicole Ozadich is the Assistant Director and Youth Services Librarian for the Portage County Public Library. She joined us today to talk about why reading comics does count as reading for kids. We've got a list, by the way, of recommended graphic novels. We've got that posted at WPR.org/Central Time.